As is the case with public pension systems, fire services, and water systems, Rhode Island has too many hospitals. Hospital executives have known this for years and have tried unsuccessfully to merge. The largest attempt was the proposed merger of the Lifespan and Care New England chains. That deal crashed after millions were spent on legal and consulting fees. After that failure, Care New England and Lifespan tried again, but yet again the merger talks floundered. Then Care New England crossed the Massachusetts border and proposed linking up with South Coast, a move that's awaiting regulatory approval. Since then, one of Care New England's hospitals, Memorial in Pawtucket, has fallen into financial trouble and cut services. Surgical, intensive care, and birthing services are being slashed. This has provoked an outcry from unionized hospital workers and state lawmakers, as well as lawsuits from the cities of Central Falls and Pawtucket. Some of this florid reaction is all too typical of that toxic Ocean State mix of parochialism and provincialism. Okay, so you can't have your baby in Pawtucket. This inconvenience will cost you all of 12 minutes to get to Women and Infants Hospital in Providence. This silliness rises to the surface just about every time anyone in Rhode Island proposes consolidating any service from police dispatching to healthcare. A similar kerfuffle erupted when Landmark Hospital in Woonsocket, which has a history of financial trouble, was threatened with closure several years back. One of the difficulties faced by Landmark was self-inflicted. Management invested big time in cardiac care and heart surgery, but the program bled red ink and was closed. It's no wonder. Have you ever heard anyone say, "I'm having my open heart surgery in Woonsocket"? Anyone north of Attleboro or south of Westerly would scratch their heads at the cries of doom and gloom over the hardship that would have been wrought by Landmark's demise. It would have meant patients traveling 16 miles to Providence, to Rhode Island, or Merriam Hospitals, both fine teaching institutions affiliated with Brown Medical School. What we have now in Rhode Island are too many high-cost hospitals that were built or expanded after the 1946 Hill-Burton Act, a federal law that pumped billions into hospital construction. What we don't have is sufficient emphasis on primary care and treating chronic disease in smaller medical communities, as advocated by Dr. Mike Fine, the former state health director who was replaced last year by Governor Gina Raimondo. What Raimondo ought to be doing if the Care New England South Coast partnership fails is to get Lifespan and its teaching hospitals back in talks with Care New England. Getting Care New England and Lifespan together would create a strong Rhode Island hospital network that could compete with the big hospitals in Boston that are poaching patients with Cadillac health insurance coverage. Hospitals make money on these patients for elective surgeries like hip and knee replacements and advanced cardiac care. What makes no sense is that Women and Infants and Rhode Island Hospital, which share a campus on Providence's south side, represent two different healthcare groups. And in what appeared to be a snit-like turf battle, Rhode Island applied for state approval to deliver babies after the failure of the Care New England Lifespan merger. Most Rhode Islanders have likely never heard of anyone saying they're headed to Woonsocket or Westerly for a serious medical procedure, but all of us know someone who went to Boston, a world-renowned medical mecca, for treatment. Obamacare has helped hospital bottom lines, but has yet to cut significantly into soaring medical costs. That may need a federal solution, such as a move toward a Canadian-style single-payer system. In the meantime, Rhode Islanders need to wake up to the need for combining hospital services and building better primary care networks.